on the subject of the priestly sacrifices, if you could turn with me to Leviticus. I'm just joking. Every kind of sacrifice and how it applies to your life in the New Covenant. I'm just kidding. I'm sure that would be good, though. No, we're doing something really special today, and I'm excited to do this. It's important to us. Of course, it's important to the Lord. And we're going to honor godly leaders in our midst is what we're going to do. And specifically, I'm referring to Zach and Jessica and to Matt and Melissa and the Breams family as well. And we just want to honor them. We're just going to take time to do that. I'm going to let you share. And I just want to just start off by saying it pleases God for us. You know, there's a, you know, God commands us, for example, he commands children to honor their parents. And when children honor their parents, and when they're saying, Lord, thank you for giving me these leaders in my life to help me in all the ways that parents do, parents are an expression of Jesus' leadership over us. And when we give thanks for them, and when we honor them, we're really honoring Jesus. We're saying, thank you for your leadership over us, Jesus. And that's really what the Bible commands us to do with our spiritual leaders as well in the church. And, you know, the McKinleys, Zach and Jessica and Matt and Melissa, God has blessed us for, 10 plus years with Zach and Jessica. And with 7 or 8, I always forget which one exactly. Is it 7? That's got to be prophetic. Anyway, 7 years with the Breams being here, and they have served us so well. And so we're just going to give thanks. We're going to honor them and just tell God thank you for his leadership in our lives. I want to read a few verses to you, and then I'll get started. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 12, listen to this. Dear brothers and sisters, listen to this. Honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. Isn't that good? Listen, they work hard among you and give you spiritual guidance. Show them great respect, I love this part, and wholehearted love because of their work. We live in the benefit of the stuff that Zach and Jessica and Matt and Melissa have done serving us in serving the Lord. We've been reaping that and benefiting from it. Our city has been benefiting from that. And he's like, show them great respect and wholehearted love because of their work and live peacefully with each other. Hebrews 13, verse 7. Says, remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Listen, I like this part. Listen, this is what we're going to do today. Think of all the good that has come from their lives. Isn't that awesome? He's like, actually just stop and just think about the things they do and the good fruit that has come from their life and how that's blessed us in the kingdom. And then follow their example of faith. I love that. Last verse, 1 Timothy 5:17. The elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. And so we're just going to take time to honor the McKinleys and the Breams today. And I just want to go through each one, actually, and just share some of the things that God has used them to do in the last 7 and 10 years. So Zach, here's how God has used Zach in our midst, a few of the ways over the last 10 years. I was doing the math, so I was doing all the calculating earlier this week, and I thought about it. Zach has served on the church setup team, so that means he gets here at 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, and a lot of people, you're still sleeping because it's Sunday morning. Zach is here getting it all set up so that when you get here at 10 o'clock, everything's ready to go. And he's been doing that since the very beginning. I mean, for 10 years, he is the original setup team. He really is. And, you know, it's been built up around him, but he has been that core key piece that we've been building around for years and years and years. Since 2005, Zach has invested over 500 hours of his life setting up for church services, setting up sound systems. That's doing sound checks, And that is not including the extra stuff, like ordering sound stuff that needs to be ordered and, you know, fixing things that need to get fixed. That doesn't even include all the extra stuff like the retreats and the conferences and the extra seminars that he would show up and give his whole Saturday to just serve and make sure that it happens. That's pretty awesome. Zach has served on the intercessor team. And literally, he has spent hundreds of hours over the last, since 2007, he spent hundreds of hours of his last 9 years praying in intercession and worship for the church and the advancement of the kingdom of God in our city and our region. That's a pretty awesome investment. That's in addition to the setup, 500 hours of setup. Zach has also been a faithful witness of Jesus at his workplace, steadfastly shining the light of Jesus to his coworkers and people he meets. Zach, this is huge. He is a godly husband and he's a godly father. And he and Jessica, his wife, they faithfully supported the church. This is a big deal with their tithe and additional offerings. You know, God's put on their heart and they would do something extra, you know, throughout the years. Just they moved here. They uprooted their lives and they moved here because they're like, God, we want to see a church be birthed in Huron that doesn't exist right now. And we want to see it be healthy. And they've invested their time, their energy, their prayers, and their resources into it. Zach and Jessica, they're founding members of the original church planning team that started this church. He and Jessica have led cell groups over the years. So there's another whole probably couple hundred hours because it was years of leading different cell groups. Also, they've hosted prayer meetings in their home for several years now. As well as demonstrated biblical hospitality. You know, that's one of the things that's really emphasized for leaders in the body of Christ. It's actually one of the qualifications is that they show hospitality. It's such an interesting qualification. But Zach and Jessica, they have done that. I mean, when we've needed their home for not just every single Friday and every single Wednesday, and they open their home just on their own, they do that on Sundays, and they have friends over and just the building community and the body of Christ, they've used that to be a witness to people who don't know the Lord, who just come and hang over at their house. But even spontaneous prayer meetings. I remember when Jesse was a year and a half ago now, when he was emergency. I mean, it was a dangerous situation with an asthma situation, and he was being flown, I think, to Sioux Falls, right? He was flown there. And we were like, let's have an emergency prayer meeting. It was really serious thing. And Zach and Jessica was like, we'll host it at our house. And I remember it was spontaneous. I mean, within an hour or two, there was, you know, 20 to 30, I don't remember the number, of us crammed into their living room for a spontaneous prayer meeting. But they just, hospitality, opening the home, whatever it needs so the church can go forward. And God did a miracle in response to those prayers that happened in their living room. Baby showers, you know, hosting friends at their home, etc. So, and Jessica, I want to just share about her, how God's used Jessica in our midst. Jessica has invested, you know, way more than 500 hours teaching children the word of God. That is cool. Think about the value of that. What a cool 10 years to stand and talk to God about at the judgment seat. Let's talk about this 10-year cycle in your life. And the Lord's like, I got, you know, 647 hours of teaching children the word of God in addition to her own kids that she does every single day. That's going to be fun when you have that conversation with the Lord. That doesn't even include, that's just kids' own hours. I was actually doing the computing in my head. That doesn't count all the preparation to get the lessons ready and the schedules out to all the kids' own workers, etc. She has faithfully served on the intercessor team for about 9 years. And again, hundreds of hours in praying for a church. She has been on the church leadership team for the past 10 years. On the church leadership team serving there. Jessica, and this is so big, she is a shining example of what a godly wife and mother should be. I think that's been one of the greatest ways that the Lord has used Jessica in our midst, is just that every day, people getting to see her and say, okay, that's what the Bible talks about. That's what it looks like in real life, about being a godly wife and mother, and she's been that. She's also a spiritual mom. I love this. You know, she's young. How old are you, Jessica? 30. She's only 30. She was like 18. Barely 30. So she was like 19 when you moved here, right? Or 20? 18. And like, I mean, but God has given her such a grace. She's actually just in her 20s, God was using her in the role of a spiritual mother and a mentor, even to other moms and to other young ladies and new wives. And I love that. That's such a huge role in the body of Christ. In spite of her busy life as a stay-at-home mom of four, Jessica has diligently sought opportunities. One of the things I love about her, this lady is hungry for God, and she will not just sit back and wait for God to come to her. She'll go get him. And she seeks the Lord. She makes time to seek the Lord in her life. And she makes time to bring Jesus to others. Even though she's busy and she's got four really little kids, she would get involved in the community in various ways and look at those as opportunities to advance the kingdom and share the gospel with others. And Jessica, of course, this is just on a personal note, Jessica has played a hero role to my family, like no other, honestly, in that she joyfully learned how to care for our three-year-old son, Malachi, 10 years ago. You know, he's 3 years old. We just moved here, and our son gets diabetes, and she comes to us. We didn't come to her. She came to us. Now, she's probably 20, 21 at the time. Young. And she comes to us, and she says, I want you to train me how to care for Malachi with his diabetes. I want to be able to do it fully just like you can do it, because that way I can take care of him so you can get away if you need to and go and do things you want. That's love. That's because it takes a lot to learn how to take care of diabetes. That's a big responsibility. And she did it. And over again, Autumn and I would get away to conferences and retreats. And God imparted things into our lives in those conferences that have helped make this church what it is. Honestly, it's got imparted to you through those, you know, you get the pipeline. But it was happened because of an act of love and service from Jessica. So I'm just going to say this too. I'm going to talk about Matt real quick. Now, Matt has served as an associate pastor at James River Church for the past 7 years, and while working about 50 hours a week at Lewis Drug. I mean, this is a busy dude. Matt has, he's already working about 50 hours a week at his job. Plus, he's a dad, a good one. He's an attentive father, okay? And he's a good husband. He's a godly, attentive husband. He's also invested hundreds of hours serving the church through his teaching ministry, leading a life group for many years, mentoring people, ministering inner healing through Sozo and stuff, overseeing the sound and setup team, many other miscellaneous things that Matt's done. In addition, Matt has served as a member of the church leadership team for many years. He's helped the church grow in that way and plan for the growth, and he's assisted in pastoral responsibilities. He has served many hours praying for the church and its members and helping put on various conferences and retreats that have blessed our local church, as well as really, honestly, the larger body of Christ in the state. I mean, Matt's working tons of hours a week. You should see the amount of hours he has to put in when we do something like a Gathering the Generals conference. It's almost—it's pretty much like a full-time job almost, just by itself. It's pretty amazing. Matt has served on the intercessor team, again, hundreds of hours in prayer and intercession that have built the church and the body of Christ in the region. He's an attentive and godly example of a husband and a father. And it's just so highly valued. I just want to highlight these things about them. And I just want to say this about Matt. Matt is an example also of a man who leads his home in righteousness. But I think Matt is the premier example that I can think of a humble servant leader who has a great attitude all the time. And he does things with excellence. One of the things I love about Matt is I know that if I give him something to do, he's going to do it with an excellent attitude, and I know he's going to do it well, really well, and it's going to be done with excellence. He's an excellent spirit. Matt has, let me say this about Matt. He works tons of hours, which I already shared, and does all this other stuff. And honestly, in 7 years of knowing him, I have never heard him complain one time, ever. And I've talked to him when he's exhausted and he's tired and he's working harder than anybody maybe, and not one complaint, just a great attitude. In fact, he's like the ultimate team player. You know, everybody loves to be around him. Melissa has invested way over 300 hours of her life leading worship at James River Church over the past 7 years. It's probably way more than that. That doesn't include all the preparation, getting the songs ready, learning new songs, the practice that she's done to prepare for leading worship. She has really, for years and years and years, before we got this keyboard, she would haul her own keyboard to church to lead worship on Sundays. And then she would haul it to my house on Friday night to lead worship for a prayer meeting with a few, you know, with 15 people in it or whatever. She'd bring her own keyboard for years and years, which that thing's heavy. And she would pack it in her car and come and set it up, tear it down, take it home, set it back up in her house so she could practice. I mean, which is a lot of extra work. And honestly, it gets banged up in the process. The keyboard does. So her keyboard's taking a hit for the Lord. It's a martyr. One of the things I love about Melissa is that she's one of the most talented and anointed worship leaders I've ever seen. Yet the thing that stands most to me out to me about her is that she's first a worshiper. That struck me always since the first time I met her. I'm like, man, she is a worshiper. It always feels like when you sit in one of her worship sessions, like you're sitting in the room while Mary of Bethany breaks open her alabaster jar and wipes Jesus' feet with her hair and tears and pouring out worship. I mean, like you're sitting in the room and the fragrance of the perfume goes up and you're just there and you just get caught up in it. And it's who she is, but she's so anointed at the skill part of it too. Melissa has served on the leadership team. She has served us with her leadership gifts so well for many, many years. Key part of the leadership team. She has been a vital member for about 6 years now of that team. She's also served many hours on the leadership team that plans gathering the generals conferences, which is a ton of work and a ton of hours to get ready for that. Melissa has invested, again, many hundreds of hours in intercessory prayer. I mean, is this a cool life? I mean, these things I'm reading about these people, when they stand before Jesus and talk about these 7 or 10 years, and all this stuff comes up, you know, we forget so much. We just do it. We get in our rhythm of life. They're going to stand before the Lord, and he's going to remember every hour. He'll have a more exact count than I will. He will remember every cup of cold water, every little thing, and he'll reward them for each and every one. It's going to be amazing. Melissa is an outstanding example of a godly wife, mother, and friend. She has been a faithful friend and mentor to many in the church. And so we're just going to honor them. And I'm going to have them come up. And I want to give them something, but I want us to just give them a round of applause as an offering to the Lord. So if I could have the McKinley family just walk up here and the Breams family come on up here. And as they come, let's just give them a hand. Yeah. Thank them. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Amen. We are so thankful for you guys, and we got you a gift. The church has given you a gift here. This is just a thank you card, and there's a $1,000 check in there for you. Just to bless you guys and just to say thank you. It's a small compared to what you've given. And it's the McKinleys. Same thing, there's a $1,000 check in here for your family, as well as just a thank you card. And we just want to tell you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Zach, so much for what you've done to serve us. It is such a huge deal. And just behind the scenes, many people, they don't even think about it. But the Lord thinks about it, and I think about it, and I appreciate it so much. You're a blessing. And same with you, Jessica, and Matt, and Melissa, and even, you know, Lily and Ava, just serving and just being who they are, being a light. And Lily serving us for a couple years now with her worship gift as well. And so we just want to tell you that we love you, and we're proud of you, and well done. I just say that over your season here at James River Church. I just declare is well done. You've done well, and I'm proud of you. So praise God. You guys can go ahead and be seated. We're going to pray over you in a little bit. We'll call you back up here in about 45 minutes. All right. So what I want to do now is I just want to open up the mic, and I'm going to do it section by section just to kind of bring some order to it. So what I want you to do is just give you an opportunity to just share. I'm going to limit you. I'm going to stand next to you and police it. So don't take it personally. I'm doing it for everybody. But just because I want everybody, there's a lot of people, and I want everybody who wants to say something to have the opportunity to do it. And so just we're going to take like, you know, a minute or two. And if you could just come up and just say, share how they've impacted your life. You know, Zach, Jessica, the kids, McKinley kids, as well as the Breams family and their kids. And so I'll start with this section over here. And so anyone from this section, if you have something that you'd like to share, I'll just have you come up and just like stand in a line. Is that cool? Ready, set, go. We got tissues, Winter said.
Zach and Jessica, I mean, obviously, I guess I haven't hung around with you guys a whole lot, so, you know, but I do want to say, like, Zach, one of the things I remember that Autumn told me about you was a couple years ago, and Autumn, I don't even know if you remember this either, but Autumn was telling me that she wanted to fast about something one time, and she said, but she didn't really like to fast alone, and she said, I remember her saying, but I'm going to call Zach and ask him if he'll fast with me, because he always fasts with me. And I just thought, oh, that is so cool. What a good brother that you are. And, you know, just watching your kids with you, Zach, I mean, it's just so obvious. They adore you. Even last Sunday, I just glanced over, and little Gracie was sitting on your lap, and she was just cuddling with you, and she just looked like she was in, you know, like her little own heaven or whatever, and she just looked so happy, and you looked so happy, and it's like, wow, it's just, you're such an amazing dad and amazing brother, And Jessica, you have impacted my life in a lot of different ways. I remember when we had a leadership dinner some years ago, and we were supposed to write a little sentence about each person. You just wrote this little sentence about me, and you just said, you're so prophetic. And I was like, I still appreciate that, because honestly, I had no idea that I could be like a person, you know, who could prophesy, or just however you want to say. I just didn't know that. And I realized that you really have a gift, you know, like you are able to discern like the gifts that each people have, and you do that with the kids, and my granddaughter just loves you so much. I mean, like, how many times does she come? Like 4 or 5 times a year or whatever, but she calls Jessica her dear sweet friend. And every time she comes, she has to draw Jessica a special gift. And I remember one time too that you taught a lesson about being a martyr for God, which I thought was amazing. But when we were taking the girls home, you called me and you wanted to know how Austin was doing, because you thought it was kind of a scary message for, you know, a little kid. And she loved it. She was all into it. But I thought, you know, that's just like really true care and concern for her. And that was really cool. Melissa, I mean, wow. I mean, what a special favor from God it was to have you with us for these years. Your worship, I mean, it really, wow. I mean, we have good worshipers all around, but when you worship, it's just like the level of the Spirit just rises, and it's just amazing. And I know this is taking longer than you want, but I want to tell another story about Melissa. I don't know if this is last year or the year before, and it was when you and Autumn were in Europe, I think. And I woke up one day, and I was sick. I was so sick. I had a really bad case of the flu or something. And that same day, Autumn was sick, and she had sent out a text and asked if people could pray for her. And so I sent her back a text, and I you know, it was like a mass text. And I said, I'll pray for you. I can relate, because I'm sick today too. And then I thought, oh, jeebers, this isn't about you. Like, you're just trying to get sympathy. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry I did that, God. We were supposed to be praying for Autumn. But I was so sick, and I felt so horrible, and I was actually, like, having a vision of myself. I'm like, if I could just go over to Matt and Melissa's and lay on their couch and have them pray for me, I'll feel better. Well, then, like, seriously, I don't know, like an hour later, there's a knock on my door, and it's Melissa. And she brought me a little bouquet of flowers and a card and was saying how she was thinking of me. And yes, because I was sick, and it was just like, that is this, like, that's just godly love and kindness. And I will never forget that. Yeah. And Matt, you just don't realize how big your presence is. I mean, I was talking to you a couple weeks ago, and you kind of made a comment like, we're only going to miss Melissa. It was ridiculous. I mean, maybe you were kidding, but it's just like your presence here is just like foundational. I mean, you bring structure. And a couple of years ago, you know, when we were supposed to be co-leading life group together, and I was supposed to be coming to your house early so we could pray, but what was happening was I was coming over and pouring out all my problems on Matt. I was going through a horrible season of my life at that time, and Matt would just sit and listen to me, and he would just let me talk, and then he would pray for me. And I don't know if you realize it, but like God turned that season of my life, that was the most horrible season of my life, into the best season of my life, because he connected me with you guys at that time. And it's like, you saved my life. Thank you. Amen.
I already know I need it. I just want to thank you guys. The very first time that we came to church here, Melissa was playing, and Ava was dancing. It was like, oh, we felt the Spirit of God here, and we just knew that we were home. And so we appreciate your ministry. And I just want to say, Jessica, you have been a mother to me when I was... When we were having those come over and have coffee and talk, and it was a really special time. So thank you.
Jessica and Zach and their family, have been like so awesome in my life, and Ava and their family has just been great too.
Good job, Abby. Oh gosh. Oh Abby, you're such a joy. I love you. I just had to write mine down, so I don't even know if I can look at you guys, okay? But I love all of you guys, and I thank you, and I've been so influenced by both of you, the McKinleys and the Breams. First, I'll go with the McKinleys. I got saved in the summer of 2006. I met Zach and Jessica that summer at James River Church. Ever since I was saved, I've gone to the same church as you. To me, you are James River Church. It's going to be so different here without you. You will be greatly missed. It has been quite a journey watching you go from a young couple with no children to now a family of six. David, Anna, Gracie, and Clarence are also special, and I know God has amazing plans for each one of them. Zach, you have shown me what it means to be a servant of the Lord. You serve with setup, sound, and teardown week after week, month after month, and year after year without complaining, and you always open your home to everyone. Thank you, God, for Zach's servant heart. Jessica, although you are younger than me, you have influenced me by being such an amazing mother. I really look up to you as a mother. Also, thank you for loving and teaching Jamie and Jesse about God for all these years. The formative early years are so important. And Jessica, you're going to be their Kids Zone teacher for all of eternity. They're going to think of Kids Zone and Sunday school of you for throughout all of eternity. How cool is that? Teach a child the way he should go, and he will not depart from it. Thank you for being so faithful to your calling to raise up a generation that loves God. That's amazing. Thank you, Jessica. Yeah. Yeah. And also, thank you, Zach and Jessica, for hosting prayer and praying for my son Jesse's healing when he was so sick and could not breathe. I cannot thank you enough. God is good, and he is here, and he's healthy. So thank you so much for that. May the Lord bless your family greatly in the next chapter of your lives in Midland. So love you guys. Yeah. And then I wrote something for the Breams family. I remember us praying in 2007 for God to send us worship leaders and worshipers. We would often use IHOP worship music during our prayer meetings at that time when we had just started them. And oh, how God answered that prayer. He sent James River Church, the Breams family, God has anointed your family with the sounds of heavenly worship. Thank you for the beautiful worship for all these years. Also, Matt and Melissa, I really look up to you as mature spiritual leaders. Whenever either one of you preached a message, it greatly impacted me for God. It has also been fun taking trips with you also. I remember taking trips to IHOP Kansas City with each of you. I remember taking the trip with Matt, Jeff, Kendall, and Bob to IHOP, and we were traipsing through the snow and helping Bob through the snowbanks. I don't know why I remember that, but I do. And you guys were so impacted that you'd forget about Bob, so I'd be at the rear helping him go over the snowbanks because he couldn't do it. But it was fun. And then I remember this missions trip to Sisseton, and the main thing I remember about that is I know it was for God, but I remember Matt and Chad fighting and wrestling on that floor. It was so funny. Oh, my goodness. They survived it, so that was amazing. And then I also remember a ladies' trip to IHOP Kansas City with Melissa and your mom. That was super fun. That was awesome. And I just remember and really look back fondly, remembering learning how to pray for Israel with you, Melissa, every Thursday at your house. And this refrain, sing to the Jewish man who's forevermore our king. Glory to the son of David. Out of Zion he shall reign. That will always remind me of you. And hopefully God will bless us for praying for Israel in eternity. Let's see. When I think of Ava, I think of the joy of the Lord. You, Ava, your joy and zeal and zest for life is so precious. May you never change. I will miss watching you when We Found Sound. I love all the kids, but you're my favorite in that. I love it. And Lily, you are an amazing, kind, godly young woman. You are such a songbird. I love your worship. Mostly, I want to thank you for being such a good friend to Jamie and how special it was for you to include Jamie on the keyboards for your first album. What a special album debut you had at Aroma. I will always remember that. Jamie had so much fun doing that and playing. So he will really miss you, and sorry he couldn't be here today. And Lily and Ava, has been a joy watching you guys grow up. It's just been really fun. James River Church will not be the same without you, Matt, Melissa, Lily, and Ava. The O'Neill family will miss all of you so much. May God bless you richly as you move to Sioux Falls. So, yeah.
Great job. Praise God.
I'm really going to miss you guys because I think of you as, like, as friends. I mean, I've probably just spent accumulated maybe like weeks or months at Aunt Jessica and Uncle Zach's house, just hanging out there and watching superhero movies with Uncle Zach and making cookies or something with Aunt Jessica. And Matt, you're like my Lord of the Rings buddy, you know? We both know everything about Lord of the Rings. It's awesome. So, yeah, I'm really going to miss you guys.
Anybody want to come from the middle section and share anything?
Yeah, you can just come on up, line up.
Well, I haven't thought through anything. I'll try to be quick, you know. I try not to think about it at all. That's the best way. It puts me in a bad place to think about you moving, so I just pretend you're not until you are. So, Zach, obviously, like, I don't generally have ever a ton of good friends. Like, it's just not me. I'm not like a social butterfly. I don't care about everybody liking me. Like, I just, I mean, it's not my thing. Like, you know, being surrounded by a bunch of people I can't focus on that many people anyway. I can't give that many people like my full attention. If I have a friend, I want to give them my best. So, and you've been that for me. Here, so I hate the gym moving. So, but I'm glad that I've had the time with you. I'm glad, like, to have done the setup with you, and just like all the times we've got to hang out, whether it's setting up church or playing video games or just whatever, like pretending like we're gonna play video games when Xbox doesn't want us to play anything or whatever. Like, it's I like being with you, like, even if we're doing nothing or if we're doing something that maybe we both hate. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's just fun. Like, even drywall is better with you, and I hate drywall. So, Jessica, I don't even know where you are right now, but it's probably, okay, sounds like it's probably best that you're not here. I just don't have to look at you. All right. Like, that half the women in this room, or, well, actually three-fourths of the women that I, like, respect probably in the world are in this room, and like you are like Autumn is probably one of the women that have most impacted me in my life, like until I met Winter and then I met you. I mean, I'm really close to my sister, she's up there, but like all three of you are like, for me, are like, you know, women that like I look to and I'm like, they're really good at being a good, like, you know, like whatever it is. It's different things for all of you, but like, you're a great mother, like, and like the way you deal with the kids down, your own kids and the kids in the kids' own, like, it just has always made me like think about like different ways of like doing things, and just like, you're just a really, really good mother, and like, I really respect you. I respect like the way you like discipline. I respect the way you do things. Like, you're like an amazing woman. You're an amazing friend. Like, you're fun to run with. You're always fun, and you're always encouraging. When you called me during my marathon when my wife couldn't talk to me, I was like, it was like a little suspicious, but like it was like awesome. And like when you prayed, like, you know, like just pray, like, you know, I was like getting passed by people in wheelchairs, I was like feeling like crap. So I was like, so it was just like, I was like, that was like really encouraging. I don't know why my wife didn't do it, but then I understood. But it meant a lot to me, and like to have you guys as support. Both of you are a major support for me and Winter. Obviously, I don't even know if Winter will make it up here, but she probably will. Anyway, and like, even like, especially like the last year or so, like watching David and Anna and Gracie grow. I mean, Clarence is new. Like, I like Clarence. There's nothing not to like about Clarence. He's fun. But but even David in the last year and a half is like just kind of come into his own, and like his sense of humor like just cracks me up. Like, you know, like used to, like, I was like the uncle. Every time I came, he just punched me in the stomach, and that was like, that's our relationship. I come and he punches me. I was like, yeah, okay, all I do is wrestle. So, but like now he like cracks joke. It's funny. Like, and like all your kids are just like amazing, and it's been amazing watching you guys grow up. I'm going to miss you guys. I'm going to miss, you know, watching you guys grow up. And hopefully we'll get to see you for very long periods at Christmas, even though Christmas lasts forever, all the time. So, Breams, I wanted a worship, like, band for, like, ever. I probably prayed more than anybody for that in our church. I also prayed that we would have a drummer. I was not planning to be the drummer at all. In fact, when I started praying for it, I was like, fairly convinced it would never be me, and I wasn't trying for it to be me, but and I still don't think of myself as really a drummer, but I'm glad to be a part of your band and play as a team, and I'm glad to like have like had that in our church, because like, you know, sometimes it seemed like we were just gonna have a guitar for forever. This is what we do. So for me it was an answer to prayer. It's been an answer to prayer, and also like because I wasn't lead, like I never like, you know, maybe with like kids or something, I never led like a team of worship, like, so, and I would never been on a team really, like where I learned how to be on a team. So you play your own thing, you don't know the chords, well, I guess you can't play that song. I'm like, okay, well, you know, like, so it's been like a good experience for me to like, whether I was on drums or whether I was on guitar or whatever I was on, like to learn like how to be a part of a team that maybe I wasn't, like, you know, like I'm not the best musician or whatever, but like to work together towards like a goal, and like, you know, to worship God together. It was like, and then to like, you know, deal with Jamie and Lily and like have them on a team and have them like, you know, be a part of like helping them come into their, like, I mean, they're amazing by themselves, but like, you know, just getting to be a part of that and see them grow in that and have them on my team. And they're like, oh, do you want me to? Like, yeah, of course I want you to. You play the piano better than I play the guitar. Yes, yes, I want you to. Yes, you sing better than I do. Please, please, please sing with me. So people are tired of my voice. Let's do this. But, like, it's been awesome. Like, writing songs with Lily, like, hearing your new songs, getting to, like, show my new songs to somebody that actually cares about how hard it is to write a song and, like, you know, and not being just like, oh, that's nice. She's like, I've never written a song. Is that hard? I don't know. But anyway, so, like, it's just, that's meant a lot to me. Like, I love having you. You're, like, the only balance, or were until even Malachi has become a new balance for me. It's good. It's good. I need a, but you're a good girl balance. You've been, like, the only girl balance in our, like, youth groups forever. It's, like, a bunch of crazy boys, and then now crazy girls, and then we have, like, a balance. It's like, okay, I need some sense. I'm going to talk to Lily. I'm just going to ask Lily a question right now because I need somebody to talk sense to me. So, but, like, I have enjoyed you guys. Ava, I've always enjoyed you, your creativity. You're still one of my favorite people, like, in our youth group. I love having you there. Like, you're fun. You're sporadic. But I like it. It's, like, fun sporadic. It's not, like, sometimes it's disruptive, but it's not, like, bad disruptive. You know, some people are just disruptive, but, like, I like you. You're fun. You'll always be, like, a fun person for me. Like, I enjoy, and I'm glad that I've gotten to know you guys and be a part of your life, and sad that you're moving. And Melissa, you're an amazing worship leader. I don't really know why they didn't let you lead all the time. When you came, I just planned to bow out, but I've learned a lot from you, and I felt like I could learn from you. Like, there's a lot of worship leaders that I've, like, been around, like, not that I've had the opportunity to learn from, but that I know that even if I had the opportunity, they wouldn't really have taken the time at all, and they were way worse than you. Like, like, you're, like, way better. Like, I mean, like, you could produce your own CDs, you can write your own stuff, you know more about music than, like, most of these people, yet, like, I felt like I could ask you stuff, and you would teach me stuff, and you gave me wisdom, and even just watching the way and things you said and practices, like, have taught me a lot about worship and, like, what I'm aiming for and, like, and how to, like, get around the weird things, like, when, like, you know, you're feeling something, but it looks like nobody else in the room is feeling anything. So, like, you know, like, just working through some of that as a worship leader, it's, like, has been, like, awesome for me. Matt, I love you. I don't want you to move either. You've given, like, I'm thankful for all your help with, like, the recording stuff, but, like, and, like, you're good at that, and I wish I could have learned more from you, and we could have done more of that together because it's fun. It was fun to do it with somebody and to learn from somebody, but I think the talks that, like, we've had and, like, you, like, the counsel you've given me have probably been, like, the, like, some of the best, like, that I've had since I've, like, lived here, and just being able to bounce things off you and, like, you know, like, I don't always come across the best way, and I know, like, with certain people, I know I don't have to, so I was just able to, like, say, this is exactly how I feel, and, like, and you can take it, and you just, like, give, like, really good feedback, and then, like, and like, I know for me, I'm a person that's, like, it's like, hear ideas, and, like, take a day to think about it, and then I actually adjust. Usually, I'm like, spit the idea. You're like, I don't know if I like that, but you always gave, like, really good wisdom, and, like, have really impacted my life. I still, like, think about, I was even thinking this morning through a lot of our conversations, even about, like dealing with attitudes and different things, like it's really impacted me. I'm gonna miss you guys, like, a ton.
Good job, Chad. Praise God. All right. Anybody else from the middle section? I'm gonna go over here. Over here, is there anybody that'd like to share from this section over here? Yeah, just come on up. So you can just come up, line up.
Hopefully I'm not going to. Try not to look at you, Winter. Zach, I'm just so blessed to have known you for these few years. Always looked to you as a hard-working husband. Always seen you caring for your family. It's been a really blessing. Jessica, every time I see you anywhere, you're just always bubbling with joy. Always caring for your family. It's really... The Breams family, they're such a blessing. especially Matt, for such a good boss. I'm going to miss you. Every time when I'm in the back room, you just bust out and singing. Both Gary and I are just like, what? You just always encouraged at me and working. Such a godly leader at work. You're really, really a blessing for me, Matt. I'm gonna miss you.
One thing that really stands out to me about both the Breams and the McKinley family is just how much you both just give your time and you just give yourselves to, like, people, and you just, like, go out of your way to help people. Like, I just remember, like, for when I had the miscarriage, like, you guys just did the sozo with me, and it was just amazing. Like, had such amazing inner healing. It was just so... I was so thankful that you guys were trained in that and anointed in that. And I just thank you. I even remember, like, our wedding, I sang a song for Jeff and you helped me record it. And that took a lot of hours. And I really appreciate that. And just, like, all you do for everybody and, like, your music and your serving. And you guys are just amazing people. Matt, you were just an awesome boss when I worked at Lewis. I wish I could still work at Lewis. And then Jessica, you have just been just like a spiritual mother to me. Like when I had the miscarriage too, you brought us like a meal and a dessert, and like it just blew me away, just your kindness, because I didn't think, like, oh yeah, I probably didn't want to cook at that point. And it was just awesome. And like going through like pregnancy with you and nursing and stuff like that has just been awesome. I've just been so thankful to have you guys and to ask you for advice. You guys are just always willing to pray for people, and you're just definitely going to be, all of you are just going to be very missed.
Mine's about Jessica. I just remember the first time we came to church, and I went in the back with the kids, and she just like radiated with so much energy, and she just seemed so young and excited, like, about the Lord, which was really, I don't know, I just hadn't met somebody like that. And then you know, just making comments like, oh, I like your shoes, my son has some. And then I was like, oh, she has a son, because I thought you were like a high schooler, you're just so young and peppy. And then I also just wanted to thank you for the time that you gave me in Kid Zone. Like, I just really loved worshiping there. Like, silly songs like The Lord's Army and stuff. Like, I really believe that that's where my love for worship really developed. So thank you for that.
Hi, my name is Bruce, and and the reason I'm anything here is I'm Melissa's father. And I just want to say thank you to you guys for being a great church family for my kids. It's been a great place. This is a great church family, and you guys keep on keeping on. And this is a good church family. So keep on loving the Lord. He'll be with you every step.
Yeah, if there's anybody else, if you're like changed your mind and you want to share something, I wanted you to have the opportunity to do it. No pressure, but if you do, just come on up and get in line here.
There's a lot of crying going on up here this morning. Lots of love for these two families. I'm Kenny Brown, and a lot of you know that, and some of you don't, because on the little green card it says there's a place for regular attender. Well, the last few times I've been adding a little IR in front of the irregular attender. Well, that's me. And that's funny, but it's not really funny. But I've been around James River Church since it started in 2005. It must have been their first or second meeting. They were dedicating a baby, and there was 50 people there. I said, wow, new church. This is cool. And that in the Huron paper, there was a picture right in the front of the front page. New church in town, James River Church. Well, I spend all my time, especially in the morning, down at James River Dam fishing. So I saw that. I said, well, Brown, You haven't been to church in forever, but I guess maybe if you were going to check it out about going to church, maybe if it was called the James River Church, maybe you'd go and check it out. And there's 50 people, and Jeff's playing the music, and it was good. The next Sunday, I don't think there was 12 people there. So I had to make that adjustment. But anyway, Jessica, I'm up here to talk about Jessica. I got all these notes, but only I carved them down. I'm just going to talk about Jessica. I was working in those early years. I worked in Kid Zone, background check, all that stuff, changing diapers. And, of course, Jessica is the mainstay of that part of the church. And I had done that a few times. And I think we were at cell group, and she comes up with this printed paper with a red heart on it. I don't know if it had my name on it. She says, "This is for Kenny Brown, because he has a heart for kids." And I go, "Wow." You know, people think things about you and maybe say so, but to acknowledge someone, to have a gift like Jessica does, to see the spiritual gifts that people have, I mean, she can't not see them. And she expresses it. And when you do that, you change people's lives. You really do. This is like 2006, and I will never forget that what she did, and she has not failed. She's continued in that mode. Zach, I know Dallas Senior and Kay, got to know them and enjoy their company and retreats and things we've gotten together. And Kay was here one Sunday, and I made a comment that Abigail has Betty Davis eyes, and Autumn, Pastor Autumn, goes, "Who in the heck is Betty Davis?" But her mother, Kay, was here, which is more my generation. She says, "You know, you're right, she does." Betty. And if you don't know who Betty Davis is, go to YouTube and play Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes, and you'll see all the Betty Davis you need to. And she does. And anyway, Jessica has, and Zach, big impact on me in my time at James River Church. Breams, I'm so impressed and in awe of your unwavering faith and service. You just never miss a step. You're just there, whatever's needed, whatever needs to be done. And I don't think Melissa sings like an angel. I think she must be an angel. You know, so fair a face and sit there and sing like that. And her daughters. And I've enjoyed my knowing you guys. And such a huge hole is going to be in James River Church when all these people go. Anyway, thank you.
Okay, I'll try and be quick. I know I don't like come here regularly anymore since I moved to Redfield, but I just want to say, because you guys have really impacted my life, and for a time in my life, let's say, okay, yeah, you were my mentor for a while, and we would meet up once a week, and that just really changed my life. Just like, you would pray for me, and we would meet up, and I'd just tell you how the week went and how my like time with God was going, and just like, you taught me how to grow in the Lord, and I never had that before. So that really, and the first time I came to James River, I remember you were playing a song, and one of the verses was from Song of Songs, and I had never like realized before like the Song of Songs could be like God's love story to us. And so like I'd never been to a church where like the songs that you would play were so much about like God's love towards us. And so I was like, it was like the first time like my eyes were open to like how deep God's love is for us through that worship song. So I just wanna let you know like you really impacted my life, your whole family. So love you guys. And even though like I haven't been here all the time, you know, like you're gonna be missed and everyone's gonna miss you. And Jessica, I just wanted to say like the first time like I really got to know you a little bit was we were prayer walking one day. Instead of like having Friday night prayer, we were prayer walking the city, and there were this cult group on the corner, and they were all they were like saying like all kinds of stuff using the scripture wrongly. And then you were all sweet saying like, oh, you should like reconsider that. And what about this and that? And then they turn around at you and be like, what about this verse? And they had like, women should be silent in public. And and you took it so nicely. Like you had the answer right away for them. Like this verse and like Phoebe in the Bible. And I don't know exactly where she is or what, but you had all these strong leadership women in the Bible that you were talking about, and like I didn't even like know half the things that you were talking about, but you were like so standing your ground and strong about it, and I was like, wow, you're like a lioness, like you're really cool. And so like you really became like my role model. Like I was like, you're so awesome, I wish I could be just like you, you know, for a while. And so, yeah, I just wanted to tell you, like, you have an impact on people when you don't even know, like, you're impacting people even. So I just hope, like, so some of the things you said to them got through to them. They thought about it later or something, too. So, like, it was really cool. So I just want to say, like, God bless you as you move to Midland, and I love you guys, and I love you.
Two years ago, when I was living at Dakota Plaza, Matt and Melissa came over and were praying about my addictions and my health. And I want to thank you guys for that. Jessica, thank you for praying for me 3 weeks ago. I didn't feel anything by then, but then I finally did. I came back and my progression in reading the word and praying has progressed, and God bless.
Come on, good job. Awesome.
Hallelujah. Cool. Is anybody else before we pray over them that want to share? Okay. Here you go, buddy.
Well, first, several years ago, we were going on a hiking trip, and this man over here, he kept telling me, Jake, you need to lighten your pack, and I would not listen to him. he knows. Yeah, I was stubborn. And when we actually did go on there, I was the slowest man there, yeah. And we were all tired, but it was fun, you know. And yeah, we kept clashing, yeah. And then Matt and Melissa. No. You guys, you two, I would say, care for people the absolute most. I mean, you come up to people and you pray for them. You've prayed for me so many times. You guys are friends.
I just want to say that the talent in this church is, like, seriously understated, especially in these two families. I mean, like, when I first came to the church, I was there for, like, 2 weeks, and I was engaged and needed to find, like, my get my whole wedding together. And I asked Melissa if she would sing, and she didn't even know me. Maybe she recognized my face, but she didn't know me. And she said yes, and it was such a blessing. And it was just, like, so soon in the church I realized that this is family. This really is family. And every day when, every time when I'd go to Lewis and I'd see Matt, it was just like, I know that he's busy, he's a manager, but it didn't take a minute for him. I mean, he just was so friendly and would talk to me because we're family. I was just like, very, very important. And then of course, the McKinleys, and like, Jessica is the most talented person that I know. Seriously, just in every aspect. I mean, she can make a cake that looks like it should be on like the Food Network, and and she's done that for so many people. Just without, you know, just someone needs a wedding cake, she made them a wedding cake. Someone needed a vegan wedding cake, she made them a vegan wedding cake. I mean, because she's a family to the people in the church, and it's just so deep of a family. And you know, she's talented in so many other areas. I don't know if everyone knows. I'm sure everyone knows, but you know, with photography, she stepped up and took pictures of people's weddings. She was just the most important person to be, like, making the graphics for different events in the church, and was just very, very, very talented. And, of course, everyone is, and I don't want to go into individual people because it's 12 o'clock. But, you know, your family and two other churches, one in Midland, or one in Pierre, and one in Sioux Falls, are going to be so blessed. I know that we are losing people, but they don't even know what they're going to get. They're going to be so blown away.
Well, I was just thinking, for Jeff and I personally, like, both these families, I'd use them to strengthen it so much personally. Like, I remember 11, 12 years ago, as we said yes to planting a church, we had nobody. I mean, it was like, really scary. I mean, really exciting to feel like we're supposed to do this. We have this call, but we knew no one in Huron. We weren't coming into any relationships here, and you don't know if it's going to work, you know? And, we were praying and just asking God, don't make us go alone. Like, Lord, just, would just believe that if this is you, that you have someone else that you want to come to. And then for Zach and Jessica to feel like they were called to this and to give their life to Huron. Huron was nothing to any of us. I mean, we love Huron now, but I mean, we had no special connection to Huron. I mean, it was the Lord that said Huron. We had no family connections, no special friendships here, no special memories here, you know, nothing to draw us to this part of the state. And I just remember, you know, about 11 and a half years ago or so when they said, we're going to get married and we're going to move straight to Huron and we're being part of this planting team. We're going to start this church. And it was like, you know, wherever you go, we'll go with you, you know? And there was so much in that moment, strength for Jeff and I. It's like, we weren't alone. I mean, like, God, you're big enough that you would give us, not just anybody, but this amazing couple that is family, but is like also family in the Lord. And that was like an amazing strength to us. I honestly don't know what we would have done if you hadn't said yes. Thank you. Thank you. And Brian says, I feel like in a lot of ways, it's the same thing with your family. Like just at this perfect moment when we needed good friends, when we needed leadership, and we just needed some foundation in the church, the Lord brought in your family, and it's just so sweet, so much more than a talented person, but true friends, people we could truly trust. Right away, we didn't hardly even know you. The Lord began to give us dreams that you would be leaders and that we could trust you with our heart. And literally, we would close our eyes at night, wake up in the morning and say, we're supposed to trust ourselves to these people because the Lord would give us dreams about it. So I feel like in this, like, both of you guys have just been such a strength to the church, but you've been such a strength to us personally, and you can never be replaced, ever. We love you.
Anybody else? Last chance? All right, cool. Well, I just want to pray over them. And I just want to pray a blessing over them. So I'm not going to do a long, drawn-out prayer time. I just want to pray the priestly blessing over them from the Book of Numbers. But I would like them to come forward, and I want all of you to gather around them. So if we have to move chairs, that's fine. We're going to put them away in a little bit anyway. And I just want to pronounce, I'm going to just read the priestly blessing from Numbers chapter 6 over these two families. I'm going to send them out with our blessing. And you can just put your hands on them in agreement. Yeah, so we'll get them, McKinley's and Breams in the middle. And then everybody can get around them and do all that. I'll get out of the way here. Hallelujah. All right. So, yeah, go ahead and just gather around them. You can get in a circle and just lay hands on them. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we just want to say as James River Church, Lord, as a family, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for Zach, Lord. Thank you for Jessica. Thank you for David and Anna and Grace and Clarence. Lord, thank you for Matt. Thank you for Melissa, Lord. Thank you for Lily. Thank you for Ava. God, we just thank you that you have poured grace into us through these families. God, we receive all that impartation, and we bless them, God. And even we thank you, God, that you're sending them out, and this is part of your plan, and they're going to be a blessing to many others, Lord. And Lord, it's our joy to send them out to bless others into another field in your kingdom, that your kingdom would increase in and through them. So we just declare over them, Numbers chapter 6, the priestly blessing, McKinley's and Breams. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, and may he be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Father, put your name on them in Jesus' name, that you would bless them in everything they put their hand to. May their roots continue to grow deep in the Lord, and may good fruit of the Spirit continue to abound and multiply in and through their lives. We bless the relationship with you and with each other and with the friends and the church that you're going to be planting them into, the community that you're going to bring them into. God, we just bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Awesome. You guys can go ahead and be seated. Thank you. Well, stuff like that makes me look forward to the judgment seat of Christ. It's going to be so awesome when Jesus takes his sweet time going detail by detail through each one of our lives and honoring us, and people come forward that we, you know, and just start sharing ways God used us to bless their life that we're like, really? I didn't even know that. And it's going to be awesome. So I'm so looking forward to that. We're going to, of course, want to, just as a gift, I mentioned earlier that, Melissa, for years and years, would just bring her keyboard to lead worship and stuff like that. And her keyboard, would get banged up in the process and stuff like that. And so as a church, just as a going away gift, we're going to give you the keyboard. It's yours. And so when you leave, it's yours. We just want to bless you. And we just want to sow into your worship ministry and the place that you're going and the CD that God's going to bring forth from you. So, yeah, God bless you with it. So, yeah, you're totally welcome. Thank you. Yes. Oh, yeah. And Zach, thank you for your service in sound ministry. We're giving you the tape ball. There we go. Chad's got it. So, there it is. That's over 500 hours of service right there is what that... You know what would be cool, actually? Like, do we have a Sharpie back there? If you want to, before you leave, I think you should autograph the tape ball.
I just want you to know really how heavy it is.
But don't damage the Y. Yes, it is. It is your gift. You can put it in your new house. No. Praise God. So what we're going to do is we're going to break. I'm just going to pray a blessing over you. We're going to go to Memorial Park. We have a pavilion reserved there, or picnic tables reserved. And we're just going to feast and have a good time. And so you're welcome to come and join us. And it's a potluck. So just we'll be there. And you know what? Even if you didn't know about it and you're here, you're invited. There'll be enough food. We'll pray over it. It will multiply something cool. I've always wanted to try that. So anyway, Lord, bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.